let's go.
Hi, I'm Lorcan, and I'm here with Caitlin, and we are the youth media team, and we're here with Sean Kelly.
So, Sean, how important is it for people to understand how the European Parliament works?
I think it's of vital importance, because if you're a member of the European Union, you have members of the European Parliament elected by the citizens. They need to know what they are doing. They need to know what the Parliament can do and can't do. And the more engagement you have, the better. And I think one of the reasons we had Brexit was because the people of the United Kingdom probably weren't close enough to their parliamentarians and didn't understand fully the positive points of the European Union in general.
Are there any major developments in research in the area of education?
Well, education is largely a competence for the member states, so the European Union would certainly be doing research. It has a Horizon 2020 programme, which funds an awful lot of research that goes on in universities. It would be depend on what they would want to do. They would make applications for whatever projects they would feel needed to be researched, and then the funding would be supplied by that. There are other opportunities, of course, in education through Erasmus Plus, etc., for people to come out and actually be educated here in Europe, which is a very positive thing as well.
What would be your greatest concern about Brexit, firstly for rural Ireland and secondly for young people?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We'll take young people first. I think it is very disappointing that in a country like the United Kingdom, that when the majority of young people voted to stay in the European Union, the politicians, adults, are hell-bent on taking them out of it. So that's a very, very disappointing thing. We saw the same in France, that the young people voted for Macron, and I think the young people are the future, so if we want to say they're the future, we should try and do everything to ensure they have a future. That's not happening in relation to Brexit. And I have met several people who are really devastated that they're not given the opportunity to be United Kingdom citizens and indeed European Union citizens. Brexit is a huge nightmare, really. If it's a hard Brexit, as I say, it's going to be very detrimental to Ireland economically and indeed also socially. But there is really no upside in Brexit, because most of the consequences are negative. It's an utopian ideal that the United Kingdom is going to be more independent and have its sovereignty back, but the reality will be that they will probably lose access to the single market if they have a hard Brexit, and that's going to affect their economy. It has already affected their economy without anything really happening yet other than making a decision to leave. So Brexit is bad for Ireland, bad for the United Kingdom and bad for Europe. So maybe they might change their minds.
Hopefully. What opportunities are there for young people in Europe in tomorrow or in the
work and study?
Yeah, the youth are very important to the European Union. Often in Parliament we are discussing youth issues. During the recession, youth unemployment was a very, very serious issue for us, having in some respects up to 50% of young people unemployed. We saw it in Ireland when an awful lot of them had to immigrate, and they brought in an emergency youth employment scheme which guaranteed everybody who qualified either a job or a placement or an opportunity to further their studies within 4 months of qualifying. And that has been a huge success. Thankfully now the economy has turned around and there are more job opportunities being created, and hopefully that will continue so the young people will be able to study and work where they want to. In regards to study, the Erasmus programme is a tremendous success. It gives you an opportunity to study abroad. For instance, I would have students now in Strasbourg who would be studying there for a year under UL and UCC programmes, and they'd come in to me when I'd be there just for work experience. And all those opportunities are fantastic, because you learn the broader culture, you obviously master the language in the country you are working in, because all the lectures and lessons are going to be through the language of that country. And then of course you go back and you get your degree, so you're much more qualified, a broader vision. And I think Erasmus and Erasmus Plus are two of the major benefits of the European Union.
So why did you decide to get involved in politics, and what has been your biggest success and biggest challenge so far?
I was asked several times to get involved in politics, and I always said no. Inda Kenny asked me to run for the Dáil in, I think it was around 2007 or thereabouts, and I said no. And I thought that was the end of it. And then he came back to me again and asked me to run for Europe, and I was reluctant enough initially, but I checked out what was involved and I said, okay, I'll have a go. So thankfully I was elected and re-elected in 2014, and maybe hopefully re-elected again in 2019 if the voters have enough confidence in me. But I think I did a lot of good work here. I was MEP of the Year twice. I was runner-up last year. I got very much involved in the whole data protection regulation, which is huge. It was involved about 7,000 amendments. It took 4 or 5 years, and now it's going to be one set of rules right across the European Union. That was very big for me. I also represented the Parliament in Paris for the Paris Climate Agreement, COP21 as it's called, and we're implementing that now, and I'm centrally involved in that. So they're great things to be involved in, because they impact on everyone's lives, and you try and ensure that whatever we decide is sensible and practical. So they're great challenges. The one great thing about being in Europe is that you can get stuck into issues that you're interested in, that are important to people's lives, and see them through to the end. And I find that very satisfying.
In your role on the Industry, Research, Energy and Energy Committee, how are you preparing for a greener Europe?
Yeah, we have what we call a clean energy package, or a winter package, going through Parliament right now. It involves all the areas that are going to be affected by climate change and our desire to decarbonise the economy. So it involves areas like renewables, where I'm in charge for our group on it, and that's taking up a pile of time, but I enjoy it. Then you have the energy performance of buildings as another area. Then you have the market mechanisms to ensure that everything works properly. And then you have a governance, which basically means supervising and ensuring that these things are going to happen. So we are doing massive work here. We have targets for 2030, 2040, and 2050, and we're now putting basically the rules in place by which those targets will be met, and for individual countries, how they're going to be monitored. So it's actually going to impact on every single individual, every single business, every single country in Europe. And again, that's wonderful, because if you see what we're doing, we're consistently in favour of a clean environment. We see what Trump is doing over in the States, pulling the United States out of it. That sends a very negative signal. So Europe is actually up there in lights in that regard.
Okay, thank you very much.